We talked before that that district final against Loomis. Can't look past anybody. And that was a team that you can't look past the Wolves. They gave you a good battle, but you came away with a big fourth quarter, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, we were able to kind of jump out on them early. I think it was 14-3 first quarter, and we extended it, got it all the way up 28-10, and then maybe we relaxed a little bit. They did some nice, had some nice halftime adjustments, and were able to hit some outside shots there in the third quarter and kind of kicked our butt there in the third quarter. We decided to go back 1-3-1 there towards the end, and that kind of slowed them down a little bit. We got some transition buckets in our 1-3-1, and then were able to pull away. So, yeah, they did a great job. They got a nice young team, so they'll make some noise again next year, I'm sure.
Nevertheless, a win's a win. You move on, and the first chance to go to a state tournament and the schools consolidated two schools' history, and I'm sure, no question, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of celebrations. You can't wait to get down there.
Absolutely. You know, both communities are really excited. It's been a while for both communities, 2012 for Hayes Center and 1964 for Maywood. So, yeah, a lot of excitement in the community, but we keep telling our team it's, you know, the journey's not over. We're not just happy to get down there. We want to go down there and win some games. So we got to stay focused and be ready to play on Wednesday night.
Hopefully some good practice days since that district final. Maybe rest a day or so, get a lot of watching a ton of film on this Ansley Litchfield team, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, we got about 7 or 8 of their games, you know, and we've broke some film down. We're just kind of combing through and trying to see what they like to do, and obviously try to take away the things they like to do the most. They got a good squad. They're very well coached. Coach Drew's had a lot of success down at the state tournament. He does a great job with them, so we'll have our work cut out for us.
Familiar squads or common opponents, Highline, Loomis, a couple of teams that you both have faced it against each other during the season.
Absolutely, yeah, it's always kind of nice. You can kind of, you know, see how we matched up against a certain team and, you know, how we are as far as size and quickness, and then we can watch them play the same team and kind of have a little bit better understanding. And sometimes it's hard if you're playing somebody you don't have any common opponents with or don't have really any idea about. Just film can be deceiving sometimes. So, yeah, we're confident in what we've seen so far, and I think we have a pretty good game plan, and now it's just time to get down there and get settled in and then go execute.
And I guess more so recently, Elm Creek, they, just got done once again with one of those teams that maybe had a common opponent, but you've got a ton of film. You've watched them and watched them. What about this team that you like? Guards, perimeter, inside play, they like to get up and down the court.
Yeah, they're very, very well balanced. I think they have 2 or 3 kids that average double figures. They're very patient in the half court. They run a lot of good stuff in their man-to-man offense. Defensively, they like to change up defenses on you. Very, very disciplined team. They have several lefties, so that's going to be something different that you haven't seen. Sometimes you have 1 or 2, but they have 4 out there at one time. So, something we kind of need to keep in the back of our head as well. But, no, they do a lot of good things. Like I said, very well disciplined, and we're going to have our work cut out for us.
I know Coach Drew, talking to him, he compared you to some of the teams like an Amherst a little bit, maybe without the size. Maybe Amherst doesn't have as much size, but otherwise the style of play is kind of like Amherst. What would you compare to them on your schedule, who you've played so far this season?
I'm not sure what – if we really have a team that we play that's that similar. I haven't really thought about it that much. I know, you know, like Hitchcock, they're very well coached and they're very disciplined, and they'll run their offense, 30, 40, 50 seconds and get a good look. We just have to stay patient when it comes to defending and not fall asleep or try to rush things and have stupid fouls. So, like I said, they're just very, very well disciplined in the half court, and we're going to probably have to maybe try to push the tempo a little bit just try to get the ball in their hands and keep the ball moving and try to get them to turn the ball over. I think if we're able to turn them over some and get out in transition, that's going to be to our benefit.
And I think you've mentioned this before, rebounding. You've got to rebound. You must rebound. You've got the rebounders to do it. We rebound. In most cases, we're going to win that game.
Right. You know, we got the size. That's one of our advantages. Pretty much every game we play, that's our advantage. We have the size and athleticism. We got to just continue to get on the offensive boards, and then obviously on the defensive boards, allow them to one shot and done. And by doing that, it starts our transition game. So, and if we're able to get some offensive rebounds, then they can't send anybody back to get back, on the offensive end in their transition. So it helps us on both ends of the floor. But yeah, we got to continue to rebound the ball, and we got to keep that as one of our main focuses.
Tough D1 bracket, coach. You got St. Pat's on the other side. You got Dundee County Stratton. You got Elm Creek, another sub-district teams on the other side as well. And then you got Johnson Brock and Howells Dodge, a couple of 20-game winners awaiting the winner of your game. So tough bracket. Whoever wins this by Saturday is going to earn it. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I could see any of the eight teams in the bracket making a run to Saturday. So just got to take it one play at a time. I know that kind of sounds cliche, but you really can't. I don't think there's going to be any gimmies or any easy games for anybody. So, if we're fortunate enough to win Wednesday, our prize is going to be a really tough team from the East on Friday. So we're all focused on Wednesday night. And if we're able to get that one under our belt, then kind of just playing with house money then, and you're just kind of the pressure's off a little bit, and we'll just go out there and do what we do and see how it ends up.